Chazor zeichen eshe bachach hazor shag v'am yehudim sechaz zvachim daf samach gimel. Zok the Mishnah, the kmitza of a mincha can be done anywhere in the Azara. The leftover mincha can be eaten anywhere within the curtains of the Azara by milchei hanam, prepared in any manner for that day and the following night until chatzos. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar said if the kmitza was done in the heichel, it's kosher. But that is what is done when the two spoons of levoina are taken from the shulchan. So considered like a kmitza. Shekhar Rabbi Yemei, yes, the Braisa says that the pasuk of v'komas misham teaches that the kmitza must be done in a place where a zor is allowed to be, which would not be inside the heichel. Rabbi Yirmiya or Rabbi Akiva answered, the Braisa means that the pasuk teaches that the entire azara is fit to have the kmitza done in it. We would have thought that it must be done in the north, just like the shechita of an oila, since the mincha is also kachi kachishim. Shekhar it can't be compared to an oila because an oila is totally burned on a mizbeach. Mercy, we learn from chatas. Shekhar it can't be compared to a chatas because the chatas brings a kapara for an aver that has a karis. Mercy, we learn from asham. Shekhar it can't be compared to asham because an asham is a blood offering. We learn from all three together. In fact, Mara can't be learned from all three together because all of them are blood offerings and the mincha is not. Rather, Zakta Mara, we would say that the pasuk creates a hekesh between the requirement to bring the mincha into the mizbeach and the kmitza. We would think that this teaches that just like the bringing it to the mizbeach is done at the southwest corner, maybe the kmitza has to be done over there as well. The pasuk of Misham therefore teaches that the kmitza can be done anywhere in the Azara. Zaknumar Vaitra, Rabbi Yochanan said a shlom that was shechted in the heichel is kosher based on the pasuk of Ushchotoi Pesach Oyel Moed. This suggests that shechting it in the Azara is only kosher because of the entrance of Oyel Moed. If so, the secondary place, the Azara, can't be better than the primary place, which is the heichel. Frech the Gemara, Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, we learn from a pasuk that if Goyim have besieged the Azara, the Kehanim can go and eat Kachi Kachim in the Heichel. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we shouldn't need a special pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Bachatzar Oyel Moed Yechlua, which suggests that eating it in the Azara is only kosher because of the entrance of Oyel Moed. If so, the secondary place, meaning the Azara, can't be better than the primary place, the Heichel. We can eat in the Heichel. The Gemara said, no, it's very different. These cases can't be compared. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about doing an Avoida, which is something one would certainly do in a more kaddish take a place. And therefore, if you can do it in the Azara, you can do it in the Heichel. The Braisa is referring to eating, which is something that's not done in necessarily a more kaddish take a place. Maybe it can only be done in the Azara, not in the Heichel. That's why a pasuk is needed to teach you that in dire circumstances, it can be done in the Heichel as well. Zok, the next mission of the Avoida of a bird chatas was done at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. It was kosher to be done in any place in the Azara, but this is where it was done. This corner of the southwest corner was used for three things below the red line, below the Chutas Sikra, and three things above the Chutas Sikra. The three things below the Chutas Sikra are the avoid of a bird chatas, the bringing of the mincha to the mizbeach, and the pouring of the leftover blood of a carbon. The three things above the chutas sikra were the over there in the southwest corner was the nisach hayayin, the nisach hamayim, and the avoid of the oiler bird when there were too many kahanim on the east side of the mizbeach. Mishnah says it continues: whoever goes up onto the mizbeach does so towards the right. He goes around and then comes down on the left side, except for the kohen who is going up to do these three avoidas, meaning the yayin, the mayim, or the bird oiler, who would go up the ramp and come back down the same way he went up. See what that one means in the Gemara. Check the Gemara. How do we know that the bird chatas is offered in the southwest corner? Rabbi Elazar said, we see this from Sukkim that a chatas is referred to as a mincha, and that a mincha is referred to as a chatas. This teaches that just like a chatas requires the north, a mincha does as well. Just like a mincha is brought in the southwest corner, a bird chatas is as well. Part of that statement is that the chatas requires north, and the mincha requires north, obviously there's a lot of kashas on that because it doesn't seem to be true, so many switch the gears of that, but that's the gears we have in the Gemara. Frech the Gemara, how do we know that a mincha is brought to the southwest corner? After the Gemara, Braisa says, the pasuk says that the mincha should be brought lefnei Hashem, which means the west side of Mizbech. It also says el pnei ha-mizbech, which means the south side. Therefore, we learn that it should be brought on the southwest corner. Eliezer says that it was brought on the south side of that corner, not on the corner itself, because he says that the entire Mizbech was in the northern half of the Azara, and therefore even the south side of the southwest corner is considered to be lefnei Hashem, since it's opposite the opening of the Heichel. In this way, by bringing it to the south side of the corner, he has fulfilled both psukim. Mishnah said, b'chol mokim hoisek kasher v'chulu. Rav Ashi explained, the Mishnah means that the malika of the bird can be done in any place in the Azara, but the offering of the blood could only be done at the southwest corner. The Mishnah supports a braisa, which seems to say this as well.